One of the questions I think we need to ask ourselves on an ongoing basis is, where am I dwelling? Where am I taking up residence? I mean, look down right now. Where are you standing? Because spiritually, you need to ask yourself, where am I standing? You know, you can look at your life and say, where am I standing? If you're standing in the middle of a roadway, you probably know not a healthy place to be. You ought to be aware of where you're standing. If you're standing on a mountaintop on a precipice, you probably should look down and see where your feet are at. Make sure you know where you are standing, because you always want to be standing on solid ground. You want to be standing in a place that's safe. You need to know where you're standing, where you're dwelling. Because if you're dwelling in a place that's not real safe, you probably want to move out of that place. You want to make sure that you are located in a place of security. You don't want to dwell. Listen, nobody wants to build a home and dwell at Chernobyl, you know, anywhere near Chernobyl. Nobody wants to dwell at the epicenter of, you know, where there's been a lot of earthquakes, or near Mount St. Helens on the summit of that. I mean, you want to know where you're at. You always want to know where you're dwelling. Look around and make sure it's where you want to be. That same thing is true spiritually. Where are you dwelling spiritually? Take a look at where you're at, and is it where you want to be? Are you dwelling in Him? Are you dwelling in the Word? Are you dwelling in safety and security? Are you abiding in Him? Or instead, are you dwelling in those places of insecurity? Are you dwelling in those places that create doubt spiritually, that create doubt and uncertainty? Where are you dwelling? Because I guarantee you this, there's an enemy of your soul who wants you to be defeated in life. And he wants you to place your tent near his camp, because he wants to make you uncertain. He wants you to be doubtful. He wants you to be really unsure about the promises of God. He wants you to be looking at the turmoil that he himself is causing. And that's where you need to decide, I'm picking up my tent stakes, and I'm moving this whole thing. I'm moving this whole tent. I'm moving my dwelling to a place of safety and security. This is what it tells us in John chapter 15. Verses 4 through 6. Abide in me, or as it says in the Amplified, dwell in me. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except that it abides in the vine, no more can ye, except you abide in me. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Hey, listen, it's important to know where you are. It's important to know where you're abiding. Here's the thing. Most of us are not abiding in him. Now, we might spend time, we might have brief conversations. It's like going to visit a friend, you know, once in a while. You go to visit some people that you like. You go, you visit, but it's not where you're dwelling. It's not where you're staying. Maybe you've got a best friend that you go to their place, you know, and you have fun, and it's good while you're there, but then eventually you go back home. I mean, there's a different place that you dwell. Most of us are not abiding. Most of us are not dwelling with God. We're dwelling in other places. And it is to our loss. Because I would say that if you are uncertain about the promises of God in your life, and whatever your issues may be today, whatever things you're faced today, whatever the challenges are in your life today that are causing you to be uncertain, you can have that certainty. You can have the uncertainty removed and the certainty lodged if you move your dwelling, if you move to a place where you are dwelling in Him. Because God tells us to dwell in Him and not to dwell in the world, to abide in Him. He's the branch. I'm sorry, we're the branch, and He's the vine. The branch only gets fruit. There is only productivity. There's only fruitfulness that only comes when we're abiding in Him, when we're spending time in Him. You know, I know a lot of times when life is bad, I know a lot of times when things are just causing turmoil and stress, you're discouraged, maybe you're even depressed. It's really hard to spend the time in God. When your emotions are all stirred up, when your emotions are just running rampant, trust me, you do not want to spend time with God. That's part of the result of letting your emotions rule you. You do not want to spend time with God. You don't want to spend time praying. You don't want to take the time to do it, because you're fixated on the things, on the issues, on the emotions that are driving you. That's when you need to abide in him. A lot of times the pressures of life and the problems and the difficulties of life so much get our attention on those things that we say we just simply don't have time. You don't understand. For me to get through today, for me to be able to survive today, I got to be going. I don't have time to pray. Look, this is what's in front of me. I don't have time to spend with God. Wrong. That's when you most need to spend some time with him. It's because when you abide in him, that's when the fruitfulness starts to come. If you're not abiding in him, you are not seeing the fruit. You're not seeing the fruit of his promises. You're not seeing the fruit of his love and his faithfulness. You are not going to see fruit in your life. Listen, if you feel like you're in a time that is a time of desperation, a time of drought, a time of dryness, a season when there's just nothing, where you're just struggling and nothing good seems to be happening, and you need some fruit, you need the fruit of the word. You need to see some victories. You need to see some encouraging signs. You need to see some things that will stir up in you the confidence in the faith. Those things aren't stirred up unless you are spending time abiding in him. If you're going through that difficult season, that difficult time, trust me, I know, we've all been there. We don't have the inclination to spend time with him, to abide with him. In fact, a lot of times because times are bad, because we're struggling, we kind of resent God. And we resent the fact that we're not being blessed. We resent the fact that his word doesn't seem to be working in our lives. And we resent it. And if we resent God, we're not going to spend time with him. See, most of this is just nothing more than a ploy of the enemy. Because if he can get you to abide in the problem, if he can get you to abide, to dwell in, to focus upon the situation or the circumstance, guess what? You're not going to be abiding in God. If he can distract you from the promises, if he can distract you to the extent that you don't even want to spend the time with God because you're angry or you're bitter or you're disappointed, you know what? That dry season you're in is about to become a whole lot worse. Because there's no fruit in that dry season. The fruit, the evidence of God's promises, the evidence of God's faithfulness, that fruit in your life only comes when you abide in him. We're branches. If you separate the branch from the vine, guess what? You're not getting any grapes. If you take that branch, you go to a vineyard, you take that branch that's going to grow grapes, you take that branch off the vine and cast it aside, guess what? It's not going to produce anything. And your woes continue. Satan wants us to dwell in those places of frustration and anxiety. So where are you dwelling today? Because you've got a choice every single day. You can either choose to dwell in other words, focus upon, obsess over, have all your attention given to the problem that is at hand in your life. You can either focus on the problem, and that's where most of us go, or you can spend time abiding, dwelling with him. That means time in the word. Listen, I know if you're frustrated with God and you're frustrated with your situation, if you're just frustrated, maybe you have no issues with God. Maybe you're not frustrated with God, but you are just struggling and things are not working. If you're discouraged or depressed, your proclivity is not to spend time with God. It's just the way that it is. It's the spiritual battle that takes place, but it's exactly where you need to be. Because if you're not experiencing fruit in your life, in other words, if you're not seeing the successes, if you're not seeing the overcoming, if you're not seeing the victories, if you're not seeing the promises of God evidenced in your life, and it doesn't mean that they come as soon as you pray. I mean, you got to stay steadfast. That's why it's abiding. It's when you abide in him, that's when the fruit comes. It takes time being with him. You know what? If the illustration is that God is the vine and we are the branch, well, guess what? Branches grow, and then eventually you start to get the evidence that there will be some grapes. You start to get the evidence, and then it starts to look more like a grape as it gets longer. And then finally you get to the place where you can harvest it. But there's from the point of that first little grape seed producing to the point of actually having something you can harvest, guess what? There's months, weeks and months that have gone by. Abiding in him means you stay in him and you stay in him and you stay in him and you stay in the word. You stay focused on him because that's where the fruit comes and that's where the answers come from. But the enemy of your soul wants you to not abide in him. He doesn't want you dwelling with the Lord. He wants you dwelling upon the problem. He wants you obsessing over the difficulty or the situation that you might be in. Jesus said, dwell in me and I will dwell in you. Live in me and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in me. That means it is going to be impossible to find the victories. It's going to be impossible for you to see the fruit in your life. It's going to be impossible for you to have that unless you are abiding in him. And again, I know when you're discouraged and depressed, it's the farthest thing from your mind and it's the last thing you want to do. And yet that's why Jesus says, dwell in me, abide in me, abide in me, abide in me as I'm abiding in you. Because he knows that's where your answers are coming from. Abide in me, live in me and I will live in you, just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in, being vitally united to me, to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I'm the vine, you're the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. God's a God of abundance. If you're not experiencing abundance of fruitfulness in your life, if you're not experiencing that, you know what? It's a good indication that you're spending too much time abiding in the problem, focusing on the problem, focusing on the difficulty instead of focusing on God. However, apart from me, cut off from the vital union with me, you can do nothing. Listen, this is Jesus Christ himself saying, outside of being tied to me, you can do nothing. If you know that's true, man, that should make you change your perspective. You should be looking at your feet and saying, where am I standing? Where am I dwelling? Because I want to be dwelling in that safety. I want to be dwelling as Psalm 91 says. I want to be dwelling with him. I want to put my tent stakes and dwell right there in that place of safety and that place of fruitfulness in him. If a person does not dwell in me, he is thrown out like a broken off branch and withers. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire and they're burned. You know what? When you don't spend time, if I don't spend time abiding in God, if I got a problem and a difficulty, if the situation looks hopeless and impossible and I instead focus on the problem, guess what? I'm not abiding in him, and separated from him, I have no life. Separated from him, I wither and die. Do you feel like you're withering? Do you feel like the problem or the situation or the circumstance in your life is causing you to wither and your life is withering, your hope is withering? Is withering a really good word to describe exactly what you're feeling? It's evidence then that you're abiding in the wrong place. You're not abiding in God, that time with him in the word and with him in relationship. Because again, what the enemy is going to do is present all kinds of distractions. He's going to present. He's the one that brought the storm. He's the one that brings the turmoil and the storm to your life because he wants to distract you from God. He doesn't want you dwelling in him. Listen, the enemy knows that if you spend time in him, if you spend time dwelling in Jesus Christ, the enemy knows if you're doing that, you're going to produce fruit. That is a threat to him. He wants you distracted and looking elsewhere. He creates the turmoil, so you focus on the turmoil and you don't spend the time abiding in him. Look, I was just talking to someone yesterday. And even in the midst of what could be a great thing, the focus was on the storm. The focus was on the what ifs. The focus was on the, well, this has happened before. So instead of abiding in the rich gift that God is giving them, instead, they were focusing on what could be. Instead of abiding in that rich gift, they're choosing to dwell in that place of distraction, away from, and there's no fruitfulness there. The fruitfulness comes when you and I spend that time abiding with him, and away from him, all we wind up doing is withering. I don't have time to look at it, but just real quick, I will tell you, you can get the same feel if you read through Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, and Paul really talks about some of these same things. He talks about, you know, what he had, and he talks about instead the importance of being focused on him. This is what it says in verse 8. Yes, furthermore, I count everything as loss compared to the possession of the priceless privilege, the overwhelming preciousness, the surpassing worth and supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. And progressively, now, and here's one of the keys, progressively becoming more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding him more fully and clearly. See, Paul understood that there was a progression that takes place here. The more that we abide in him, the more time that we spend in him, abiding in him, the more we're going to come to know him, the more we're going to understand him, the more we're going to understand the things of God, the more we're going to understand the situations, the circumstances that we're in. You abide in him and you get that intimate knowledge of Jesus Christ. And in that intimate knowledge is safety, it's protection. In that intimate knowledge is comfort, it's peace. In that infinite knowledge is all the victories that you're looking for, and it's a progressive thing. It's the same thing as the branch and the vine. It takes time. It's progressive. Spend the time. Think about this today. Has most of your time the last couple of days and weeks has been spent focused on the problem, focused on the storm of your life, because that's what the enemy wants for you? Or has it been time spent, regardless of the storm, time spent abiding in him, dwelling in his word? That is where the fruitfulness comes. If you feel withered, it means you're dwelling in the wrong place. If you feel frustrated and dry, it means you need to move your campsite. You need to move your tent. You need to dwell in and abide in him. And it's a progressive thing. Hey, listen, you start spending time in God and you will feel the effects right away. But the more time you spend, it's an exponential growth. It's progressive, like Paul said, and it's exponential. You've got to start. And once you start, it gets exponential in your life.